Blog Talk Radio.
It is the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. I want to thank you for being our mentor. You lead us, you guide us, you mold us, you shape us. What we are, you made us. We are, you made us. What we know, you taught us. What we have, you gave us. Where we come from, Lord, you brought us. Thank you for being the best role model the world has ever known.
Thank you
for it. Jesus, I want to thank you for being the best role model that the world has ever known. Thank you for favor and for preferential treatment. Oh, God. The world, Lord, only you can do that. Help the whole wide world. Bless in an ultra awesome way. Pray that you forgive all sin. And I ask that you forgive all sin of commission, things that we've done, and omission, things that we haven't done, any assignments you gave to us that we haven't accomplished yet. We ask for mercy, Lord. Give us more time. We're trying our best. Please help us. Lord, let every person on the prayer line examine their hearts. And Lord, if there be any sin, let them repent of every sin, that you might move freely and have free court. Let the Holy Ghost move in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, thank you for the worldwide prayer and praise convention coming on June the 19th through the 22nd. I'm asking you to give us ultra awesome, phenomenal, and ultra phenomenal miracles there. Do an ultra awesome thing there. Oh, God, let no person leave without receiving an absolute bona fide miracle. Oh, God, I'll say it again. Let no person leave there without receiving an ultra awesome bona fide, Lord, miracle. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you properly. For the glory of God, for Jesus, you said, if I ask you anything in your name, you'll do it. Let that come to pass. Touch all of us in a special way. Stretch out your mighty, mighty hand. In the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke sickness right now. The enemy attacking the bodies of your people. Oh, God. Let the oil of the anointing be sprayed on every demon trying to attack any of your people. The oil of the anointing. God, you let me ask over that oil miracle blessings that would come through the oil. Thank you for it. God, we're believing you for a miracle right now. Give us a greater anointing, we pray. I pray for more wisdom and direction and guidance and instruction from you. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for humble spirit and for all that you do and for all you say. Bless. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Ask this for the glory of God. Thank you for your protecting hand, Lord. Bless us today. Holy Ghost, take over.
Thank you.
Take over, Holy Ghost. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And you, and you, and you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Morning to you. If y'all awake then,
good morning.
Good morning to you, and you, and you. Everybody, good morning.
Good morning.
Lord bless
good morning,
you.
Everybody.
My. God, that's what my papa, Dr. E.B. Hill.
Thank you.
Amen. That's what I say about God all the time. My.
Yeah.
Thank God for the wonderful youth prayer line we had last night. And bless you so much, Sister Gina. Did a wonderful job. Amen. On Tuesday, Dr. Pfeiffer did a wonderful job. But we're just having wonderful times. Thank God for everything. Mother Ellie Johnson, young lady, amen. She's not feeling her best this morning. She asked her son, would I do another thing this morning? I know many of you looking to hear it this morning, but we'll have it next week, and I'll announce when.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you, Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnson.
Good to hear your voice, Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You up and at it. Amen. We'll if you like, we can have you on another day, Brother Johnson.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm not feeling the best this morning, but I'm willing to do whatever I can for the Lord.
Yes,
I'm kind of sick all night, but anyway, with an upset stomach. But I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson because I'm not feeling the best. But I'll tell you, whatever the Lord wants me to do, I'm ready to do it because I know God is safe. I'm leaning and depending on Him.
Let me pray for you right now, Mom.
Yes, sir, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Do you have, can you lift your right hand? Heavenly Father, thank you because you are our hero. Nobody like you. Just as you paid a visit to Moses and the children of Israel as they reached the Red Sea, and you asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, I've got a stick. You said, it's a rod. Stretch it out. And God, you got in that stick, that rod.
Yes,
and when you stretched it out, you were at the head of it. Cause the Red Sea to stand back and hush like a baby. You and your presence. Oh, my God. Nothing can beat it.
Thank you.
I'm asking you this morning to look on Mother Johnson's hand. And, Lord, let it be your rod right now. That when she lays her hand,
thank you,
on her stomach. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will touch her. You have no respect of persons. You did it for Moses. You can do it for her. Centuries later. That's why I like you so much, Lord. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Bless.
In the name of Jesus.
Mother Johnson, lay your hand on your stomach. Oh, thank you. The oil of the anointing be sprayed. Oh, God.
Yeah,
and the resurrection blood of Jesus. Oh, there. That's her stomach. Yeah, God. Give her complete deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He is made whole. Thank you for it. You just said, Lord Jesus, if anything we ask in your name, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. This is for the glory of the Father. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Amen. Be healed and be delivered and be set free. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagan, until Mother Johnson feels like coming in, and if she feels like jumping in there, just let her have it, Ambassador Hagan. Amen. Y'all can do a tag team this morning. Amen. If she wants to jump in there for a few moments, let her have it, or whatever she wants to do. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Hagan?
Yes, sir, Dr. Johnson. We're here.
All right. Then you have those instructions.
All right.
God bless you. We welcome you. And this is the wife of Bishop James C. Hagan. And we honor you, Ambassador Hagan. And certainly another day we'll give you more time to deliver what the Lord has given to you. But if you would be cognizant of that and conscious of Mother Johnson may jump in there at any time. All right. Why don't you just take it right now and give it to you. I'm forgetting. Let's get some station identification here. I'm moving too quickly. All right. Pastor Strider, go ahead and give us station identification. Are you there?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. We are here this morning. God bless all the saints. Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life this morning. Honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. We are praying for you. We just want to let you all know that I am Kevin T. Strotter, pastor of Pure Faith Outreach Ministries and the president at GMAP Broadcast Network, the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network. We're located at GMAP1.com, and we simply just want to encourage you all to stop by. Stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Again, it's GMAP1.com. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. We're just grateful to God that he allows us to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
God bless you. I want to ask Ambassador Hagin if you would take about 30 seconds and identify the blog and then just go right into your teaching. We appreciate you so much. This is the young lady who introduces us every morning. This is Ambassador Julie Hagin. The line is open to you. God bless you. We appreciate you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Good morning to you and to Lady Betty, to Mother Johnson, Mother to the Nation, to Sister Gina, who introduced me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for all of our assistants in your respective places. And I do appreciate our other broadcaster who was first in the line of broadcasting for this great work. And we thank God for all of our listeners from all around the world. Amen. We are broadcasting from the Blog Talk Radio studio, and we're live in the studio. We can be reached at 347-934-0207. And we have millions of listeners all around the world, and we do thank God for the opportunity to do so. I'll be talking, I thank the Lord, for Mother Johnson. And Mother Johnson, do jump in any moment. I'll do about 3 or 4 minutes, and then I'll just turn it to you because I certainly do want to hear what the Lord has on your heart. The book of Acts, chapter 9, and Saul, yet breathing and threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. I want to talk a little bit about the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, we all know who the Holy Ghost is. He is the third person in the Trinity. He is the voice of the Godhead. We already know that. What does he do? He saves, he delivers, he sanctifies, he regenerates. He has his signature. It takes his signature to verify that we are born again, that we belong to the Lord. Now, what are some of the things? Oh, he does so many things. One of the things he does, as we see here in the book of Acts, there was a man who was the greatest terrorist to the body of Christ. His name was Saul, and he was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, the biggest terrorist there was. But yet the saints was praying and interceding to God on his behalf. And he was on his road for the last time to Damascus to pick up the saints who were praying and having their prayer meetings, and he was going to arrest them because now he has authority from the high priest that he could go into their prayer meetings. He could chain them and arrest them and put them in jail, eventually put them in prison. He had this authority from the high priest. So he was on his mission for the last time, glory be to God, to arrest the saints. And while he was on his way to go find him some saints to arrest, the power of the Holy Ghost met him. He was not in a church meeting. He was not listening to a broadcast. He was not in the presence of a one-on-one witness. But the power of the Holy Ghost met him as he was on his way on the Damascus Road. Glory be to God. And we know the rest of the story. Well, I don't have time to finish, but I want you to know the power of the Holy Ghost is so strong and powerful enough that it will change even the greatest sinner, even the biggest, baddest terrorist. He will change you and make you a brand new creature. God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Mother Johnson, you want to jump in there?
Oh, I can see some things. God bless. Enjoy Dr. Hagin's. And God bless. And the Holy Ghost is just as real today as it was in that day. And not only that day, it's just as real as it ever was. Still alive today. His power has never gotten weak, because the Holy Ghost is still present. And I thank God because I'm feeling some better now since the prayer. Dr. Johnson prayed for me. I've been kind of sick all night, but I thank God. In my stomach, But God is a healing. I know that. And I lean and depend on him. I look forward to the Lord touching and healing my body. But I thank God with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because it's just much power in it now as it was on the day of Pentecost when it fully came. It's just as strong today. And it's up to us to desire, to want to be filled with the power from on high. God is in the business, and oh, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost is still much alive. And we got to want him, and we got to get ready for him, for him to come in. It's time for a refreshment in the Holy Ghost. If you never get too much of it, it's time to relax ourselves and give ourselves completely over to the Lord and let the Lord bless us real good. I'm seeking for another dip in the Lord, another a time for the Lord to give us another rain, a rain, that slow rain. Oh, praise the Lord, that rain, what will no drops of rain will be wasted. Sometimes the rain comes so hard and it's just run right off the ground. And the rain come and beat the ground down. And it don't settle in the ground. But, oh, I want that lighter rain that will come and just every drop will soak in. That's what I'm looking for, the Holy Ghost rain. To rain on us, and the Holy Ghost will soak in every heart, and every mind. Everybody will want to be filled with the Holy Ghost because there's power in the Holy Ghost. That's when our power comes in after we receive the Holy Ghost. And that's what I'm saying, Lord, please, fill the people, Lord. Let us bring them back. Let bring us back to where we used to be. When we were so dumb, the people thought they were so dumb and didn't know nothing. They didn't know nothing. They didn't know how to do nothing but lean on the Lord. They was leaning and depending on the Lord, waiting on the rain, waiting on the Holy Ghost. But nowadays they know so much now until they were leaning on what they know. But I tell you, it's time to go back to the old landmark where the Lord will bless us and refill us with the Holy Ghost, and we can teach the people what the Lord wants us to know, what them want them to know. I'm feeling much better in my body right now, and I thank God. I was going to thank God back on yesterday. I devil must didn't want me to tell the people this because it was in my spirit. We all need to examine ourselves, and see if we're in the faith, see if we're standing where the Lord wants us. Ask the Lord to show us ourselves. I remember when I was seeking the Lord and I thought I had it. I was just so full of the Spirit. And I said, Lord, I want you to show me before you. And the Lord showed me my field was green, but I had a lot of skips in it. And I'm not ashamed to tell the world. And I said, Lord, I want my skips to be filled. I want you to fill me more and more. And I'm going back seeking the Lord the more. Waiting on the promise of the Lord. Waiting because I tell you, we need to ask, oh God, we need to examine ourselves and see if we're really in the faith, standing before the Lord with pure hearts, with a clean mind, clean heart, souls are pure. And we need to examine ourselves. I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've had the Holy Ghost. You need to go back and look at yourself. Take a look at yourself and ask the Lord, Lord, show me before you. And how do I stand before you? I want to know, Lord, am I standing pure? My soul, is my soul clean before you? I want to know. I want you to show me. Not show me the other person, but I can't do nothing about his soul. But I can seek the Lord until he come reign righteous. I believe that Holy 10 and 12 says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your folly ground. For it's time to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon you. It's time to go back and examine yourself and see God. I remember when I was in school, my teacher came and she would let the children check their own papers, their math and their spelling and their English. She would have them to check their own papers, and she would give it out. Some would then think that she was going to recheck it, and they would check when they know they wasn't getting the right words. They know they math wasn't right, and they were checking as though they had a full, a complete good paper. I would check if I missed one or two, I'd check a put a check mark there. I missed those, and when they would teach to go home, she'd check all those papers over again. And when she come back, some of them didn't have more than one problem or one word spelled right. And they were so surprised to know that it had been checked over. That's what's going to happen. That's what's happening with us. Let us check ourselves. Examine ourselves and see where we are before the Lord. And let's ask the Lord, show me. Yes. Show me myself. I want to know where I stand. I want to see myself, Lord. I want the Holy Ghost reigning in my soul. I want the newness of you. I want you to bless me and wash me and make me clean. Hallelujah, Lord. And that's what we are standing there before you. Because I can hear Second Chronicles 7:14. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. That is the first thing he said. Humble yourselves. And so many of us reason we need to be humble, full of the Holy Ghost. But yet we can't stand nothing. But he said, if my people which have been called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Humble yourselves. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, to look at ourselves and ask the Lord to show me, Lord. Show me where I stand before you. I want to be real. I want to be right. I want to be ready when you come. Just show me, Lord, and help me to get ready for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Humble yourself before the Lord and pray. Don't pray so much and all that spirit you don't want to be humble. But all that just for yourself is humble yourself and then pray and seek his face. And turn from your wicked ways. There's so much wickedness in this church. My God, they are not ashamed. And they feel like going away to heaven is so bad. But you can't stand that. My God, I know my time is up. But I want you to know that's what the Spirit of the Lord gave me. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. And ask God to show you. Lord, show me before you and see what the Lord has to tell you. God bless you. God bless you. Stay sweet, children. I feel so much. I feel so much better. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for you. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. 94 years old. Amen.
Glory.
Blessing. Oh, my God. Mama, you were awesome. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. And thank you so much, Ambassador Hagan. Amen. You did a wonderful, awesome job setting Mother Johnson up like. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. You amaze me, Mom. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. All right. Let me just say it, take a moment here for the convention on June the 19th through the 22nd. We're going to have an awesome, awesome, awesome time. I'm just asking you all. In fact, I'm going to ask the Lord. Lord, may I openly ask you to inspire these wonderful people on this line to come to Kansas City on June the 22nd, the 19th through the 22nd, the 19th through the 22nd. God, let them come, and let them be ultra-awesomely blessed and receive miracles. Amen. Let them set this as a priority. What's more important than trying to send up a billion praises unto you? A billion praises unto you. I know I've been going through the storm and the rain just because I'm trying my best to allow you to lead, help me to lead the way in my life. Amen. Amen. My door is open, God, to be used of thee. And we're going through because we want the saints to be blessed. I'm asking you to come from everywhere. Come on to the convention. It's so very, very important here in Kansas City. You can get a ticket at a good price now. and ask your loved ones to help you. Somebody want to send you somewhere, let them send you to the convention. Tell them your heart's desire. And I would get to them before they try to surprise you. Just tell them, if y'all plan on ever sending me anywhere, I want to go to this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. They call it the Billion Praise Convention because they're going to be seeking to send up a billion praises. Lord. So be encouraged. Amen. Sister Gina, are you there? Can you give us that recording and then whatever the Lord lays on your heart? Please feel welcome. The line is open to you. Praise you. Thank God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Good morning to all of you. As you know, the Billion Praise Revival is on its way. We are 61 days out.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I'm so excited about the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention here to Kansas City. If you want a miracle, you've got to be here. We're going to send up at least a billion or more praises unto the Lord, and nobody can send up a billion praises to the Lord and not receive a miracle from the Lord. Listen, join me June the 19th through the 22nd right here in Kansas City at the Jack Reardon Convention Center at Amazing Grace. Come here. We just got out of service and the people are still rejoicing at the goodness of Jesus. When I think of his goodness and all that's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You're going to be crying, hallelujah. Meet me here in Kansas City June 19th through the 22nd.
God bless you, and as I said, we are 61 days out from the convention. That commercial is running on YouTube. Tell your family, tell your friends, go to YouTube. You can just type in Dr. Bernard Johnson, and it will come up all the information about the convention. We have our hotel rooms in the Hilton Garden Inn, which is connected to the Jack Reardon Center. We have an awesome rate of $94. If you want breakfast, it will be $104 inclusive. Inclusive. You can't beat that deal because you can put four in a room. However, I need to know ahead of time that you are coming. You may let me know by simply dialing 913-766-5130. Leave a message, leave your name, leave your number, your call will be returned. Also, those of you that are traveling with pets, we have a facility for you also. It will be out in Overland Park area, but you will be allowed to bring your pet as well as get a suite with a kitchen in it. Again, this is June 19th through the 21st, the Billion Praise Convention 2014. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and wonderful, wonderful job you did. Thank you so much. We're ready. We're waiting for you. Amen. Amen. We're ready and waiting for you here in Kansas City. We're planning on showing you a wonderful, wonderful time. Amen. How would you like to go to someone to come to your house and you not even know they're coming? I don't think you would like that very much. You want to know